Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Valerie with me, the mortgage service girl. She is here. She's going to talk to you about the mortgage business and all the good news coming in 2018. So get ready. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Back to Real Estate and You. Hi, Val.
Hello, Scott.
Okay. Let's talk about 2017. I can actually say this. It sounds a little conceited, but I can still say it because it's true. This is the first time ever that I've made predictions, and then none of them came true. None of them.
You never can tell.
It's been a weird year. The weirdest one I've ever seen. But I can say I wasn't in bad company. All the economists, the ones that I've followed, and you know all of them too.
Right.
They were wrong too.
Yeah, I think everybody expected the rates to go up. They didn't.
They didn't.
Everybody expected changes, which we haven't seen yet. So, I mean, I really believe 2018.
I think the election of last year, the end of last year, the year just followed suit.
Right.
Because that was the weirdest election I've ever seen in my since I can remember following elections.
The whole year has been that way in life in general.
It the housing market, and in fact, I called you, if you remember, because I did several TV interviews and radio interviews for different people saying, Scott, what's going on? And so calling the different people that we trusted. And when I asked you, I said, I've got a question. The title companies.
Right.
I said, your pipeline. And folks, what's a pipeline? I've heard you say that. Tell them what a pipeline is.
Pipeline is just basically what do you have in process that's going to close. So that's just loans we've got going that at some point in time we'll be closing.
And I was down at the title company. And I said, Nathan, talk to me a little bit. I said, I want to make sure I'm not just way off kilter here. And he said, under 150, my business is normal, which is standard.
Busy,
quo.
Yeah.
And he goes, same here. And I said, but over 300? I said, I'm not even getting showings. I mean, I've ever breadcrumbs, nothing. And I said, I saw some really, really good houses. I mean, some nice houses. And he goes, look. And I looked at their stuff with their clothes. Tons and tons and tons of stuff under 150. So I called Valerie. I said, Valerie, to answer this question, what do you have in your pipeline? And this was in, was it November or October?
I think it was the end of October.
And I said, hey, what do you have in your pipeline over 300? Do you remember what you told me?
No. Three. Yeah, that wouldn't surprise
me. And I said, Valerie, how long have you done this? And I'm joking because we've done this about the same, which is
a long time. A long, long, long time.
I worded it this way. My contracts were 3 pages long, and now they're about 28 pages then. But I said, when's the last time you've ever had only three houses over 300 in your pipeline? Do you remember your answer?
Never. Yeah, I don't ever recall that. Yeah.
So when I say this is a weird, weird 2017...
Yeah.
I've never seen it like this.
Yeah, the market's a very odd market, and it seems like anything under 250, we're good.
Yeah, or especially 200, for sure. Yeah. 250 is a good number, too.
Yeah.
But I've had people say, well, Scott, is it a buyer's market or is it a seller's market? Well, okay, which one? And that's why I had a big deal. That's why they asked me to talk, is some of the publications that came out, they were talking about the upper end market.
Right.
Well, they were correct. Our market was horrible.
Right.
Well, I have a question.
But it was so negative the way they did it.
But if you pick that market.
Right. If you knew what they were saying.
But you can't do that.
Yeah. But you can't because it made it sound like San Angelo was at the bottom of the barrel, which San Angelo is doing very well. But, it's just in that price range.
Here's the example I used. I don't know if you heard the interview. Let's do car sales, okay?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm only going to use Ferrari sales in San Angelo, Texas.
Then,
Well, we don't have a very good market, do we? I haven't seen that many Ferraris in San Angelo. What if I do pickup sales in San Angelo, Texas?
Right.
Oh, my God.
It's what you're looking at as to what the answer is going to be.
That's not a fair deal, is it?
Right.
You can't do that.
No. And it really made San Angelo look bad.
But if you say, what's the housing market overall?
Yeah.
Well, we're okay. It's just, but here's what I also say. Pin up demand. How many houses do you think you're going to sell? Or loans you're going to do. Loans you're going to do.
I would say zero. No, just kidding.
Vice versa. Together we're going to do loans and houses that we're going to do over 300 in the first quarter or first half of this next year. I'm going to say pent-up demand. I say a bunch.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great possibility. I mean, that's a great possibility is that you're going to see a change in that in 2018. You are. I mean, I really believe you are. But I think you're also going to still see our under 200 and the 250 and under still be, I mean, San Angelo's still strong. We're still a good market.
Well, you have to live, people have to live in a house. They have to live somewhere. They have to live in, you know, they have to have shelter.
Right. You know, and rates are still good. So
amazingly good.
Yeah, they are. And I mean, I would have thought by now we would have been, I would have predicted we were going to be in the high fives by now.
Or sixes even.
Yeah, and we're not.
But that's not a bad rate
either. We're still close to the four. I mean, that's just pretty much where we're where we've hung, which I hate to say that's stable because I don't really feel like it's stable, but it's consistent.
You made a quote. Y'all did a wonderful job at the banquet, but you made a comment on buy downs when they did the Christmas song. You know how many agents that are new in this business, they don't know what a buy down even is?
Right. Because they've never seen bad times. They've never seen high rates.
What is a buy down? Tell everybody.
There's two types of buy downs. There's a temporary buy down where that you basically buy down for the first couple of years. Like if interest rates are 4 today, you could buy it down to 2 for the first year, 3 for the second year, and then 4 for every year after. That's a temporary buy down. Or you could pay quite a bit of money in advance to lower your interest rate today. Neither one of them have been happening in the last several years.
Or a lock-in. So the other deal, you said you did a deal, and I had two agents. We got back. Said, what were they talking about?
A lock breaks? Breaking a lock?
What are they talking about?
Yeah, because interest rates have stayed pretty. I hate to use the word consistent, but flat, let's just say.
Flat's a good word.
Then we haven't seen a lot of locks breaking because, like, we give you, and plus, loans are going through at an amazingly good rate of time. We all expected with all the changes in trend and everything that we were going to be 45 to 60 days out. And it's consistently 30 days right now or better. I mean, very seldom does anybody give me 45 days to close anything.
Well, because you do a good job, but it's still.
But that's where locks breaks is back in the old days. Remember,
it was a huge deal.
Remember the late 80s and early 90s is on VA.
Huge.
Things would take 4 and 5 and 6 months to close. So you'd lock it in for 60 days and you'd break your lock and it would take, you know what the rate would be in the next,
and
you know, 4 months.
Pay a couple $1,000.
That's exactly right.
It was not a good deal.
Times have changed a lot in the way that things are done as compared to what they were. But I think it was good for us to learn that way. We saw the really, really manual, hard way. And now we see the much simpler way of doing things.
It is. But the Dobbs-Frank bill, everybody said that was going to go away. And I predicted it too because they stopped funding it in 2017. But it didn't go away. It's still here, isn't it?
No, we keep getting emails after emails after emails of where they're going to lessen this and lessen that. Well, but we, so far, we've not seen anything actually happen.
Been a year.
Yeah. But I think, now maybe I'm optimistic, but 2018, I think you're going to see changes. I think you're going to see things get a little bit easier as far as our compliance ways. I think you're going to see things kind of less. Now, I like the 3 days when we first started that. Everybody thought, oh my God, this is just horrible. I've actually enjoyed it because it's nothing at the last minute. I mean, it just doesn't happen. So that's wonderful. We got to give you your numbers 3 days in advance. If they change, no big deal because they don't change usually very much. But it's been a very nice ride with that.
But let's talk about that just for a second. Some of the changes they said, and they did lighten that or lessen with the first deal, is if the wind blew sideways,
that they were going to make you redo
everything.
It. Yeah.
The changes that are on there should be like that. Like if you change your loan or if you change the
terms or change types.
That should be that way. That's
That stopped is that stopped lending companies that you'd get to closing and you owe 2-3 points, which like thousands of dollars at closing that you didn't know you owed. Stopped all of that. You don't see that anymore. So, I mean, I think it's been a positive. Although some of the .com people don't quite play by the rules, there are ways around certain things.